Many of us have been inconvenienced by this year's extreme winter weather, but perhaps few more than lobster researcher Diane Cowan. Cowan's the founder of the Lobster Conservancy, and she's lived and worked on Friendship Long Island on the mid-coast since 1999. But this year, thanks to heavy ice, she's been stuck alone on the island for more than a month. Although she doesn't have running water, Cowan does have her dog for company. She has phone and internet service, and she has plenty of food. And she has a few other things, thanks to friends who airdropped a package last week. I caught up with Diane Cowan by phone earlier today. This is a cell phone. Tell me about how this winter has been different in your experience than past winters.
Way colder and way more snow, way more ice. Generally speaking, I get out of here every 2 weeks in the winter to be able to go and pick up my mail, a few groceries, and come right back. It's usually about a two-hour trip. This year, I'm now on day 33 with no mail, no shower, no nothing.
So you've sort of been in the news because some friends of yours organized an airdrop of some supplies for you. What did they bring?
Coffee, a can of dog food for my dog, a candy bar, half and half, fun things that I didn't really need but were fun to have.
So I realize that you are there every winter, and this isn't massively different from your usual routine in the winter, but what are you doing with yourself knowing that you won't be able to get off if you want to?
Well, when I realized that this was serious ice and it wasn't going away, I took inventory of my food stores. And part of the reason I did that was to figure out what I had and not eat all of my favorite things first, but to make them last and intermix things that I didn't like as much.
What else are you doing with your time?
My work. I have data to enter. I'm actually caught up for the first time in years with transcribing tapes. I take my lobster data audio, and I have to transcribe it onto paper and then enter it in the computer, and I'm all caught up. And now I'm analyzing those data, and I love looking at the numbers. I'm writing papers. I'm writing in my journal every single day.
So you sound like you're having an okay time. Would you then want to have this happen again next year?
I will prepare for it, and I've always prepared to be stuck for 2 months because I've always thought that would be a possibility. I'm going to prepare to be stuck for 3 months just in case. I think it might surprise people to know when I do get off and go over, I want to go over, take a shower, do my laundry, pick up my mail, get some fresh food, and come back.
So when are you expecting to be able to get off the island and do those things?
I really don't know. I had very high hopes for this week, and those hopes are dashed. I don't think it's going to happen this week. I think what's going to happen before I'm able to get out, somebody else is going to be able to get here, and then I'll get my mail. Going without mail for 33 days is a long time.
That's lobster scientist Diane Cowan, who's been icebound on Friendship Long Island in Knox County for over a month. I spoke with her this afternoon by cell phone.